Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Today and tomorrow on Morning Edition, we're speaking with the Massachusetts candidates for U.S. Senate. We begin this morning with incumbent Ed Markey, who survived a primary challenge from Congressman Joe Kennedy and now faces Republican attorney Kevin O'Connor. O'Connor has revived one of Kennedy's biggest arguments against Markey, that Markey has been in Washington for too long and has too little to show for it. In our conversation with Markey, who was first elected to Congress back in 1976, he defended his record.
The environment, health care, gun safety, Alzheimer's, issue after issue. I have listened to the people of Massachusetts and then I've gone to Washington in order to put the laws on the books to protect families in Massachusetts and all across the country. That is the job of a senator. It's to legislate in Washington, D.C.
Senator, following the Amy Coney Barrett business, you support ending the filibuster rule in the Senate and then moving to pack the Supreme Court. Tell us why.
Well, right now, the Republicans are packing the Supreme Court. They did so when they did not give Barack Obama the opportunity to have confirmation hearings and ultimately a vote on Merrick Garland 4 years ago. And today, they're in violation of their own principle, which said that no Supreme Court justice should be confirmed during a presidential election year. And I believe that when Democrats win the House, the Senate, and the presidency, that we should begin a process next year of repealing the filibuster and then having a debate over the enlargement of the Supreme Court in order to restore balance to the court.
Wouldn't a better way to force turnover in the Supreme Court be either term limits or mandatory retirement at a certain age? The Massachusetts Supreme Court has a mandatory retirement age. Wouldn't that work for the U.S. Supreme Court as well?
Well, that is something that we could consider, but from my perspective, we have to act in a way that creates a remedy in the near term, whatever the remedy may be, but one that can be put in place very quickly in order to make sure that we don't lose all of the progress that we've made over the past generation.
Is there some way to insulate Americans against a body that favors conservatives on a 6-3 vote? Can you legislate against issues that may be coming to the court in the months ahead, Roe v. Wade, gay marriage, voting rights, etc.?
Well, if, for example, they begin the hearing on the Affordable Care Act on November 10th in the Supreme Court, and Amy Coney Barrett is a vote to overturn the Affordable Care Act, clearly, the Congress will have a responsibility, if in Democratic control, to begin to legislate back those protections, which were included in the Affordable Care Act. That will be our job, but also at the state level. For example, up in Massachusetts, the responsibility will be to make sure that the Roe Act passes to guarantee that a woman does have the right to be able to make a choice only with her doctor as to how she wants to proceed with her own medical care.
Beyond what we've talked about, if you're reelected, what's your top priority for the next Senate session?
Well, the top priority has to be to provide help for families, to give them the health care protections they need, to extend unemployment benefits for workers in our country. We have to make sure that small businesses have access to the loans and grants they're going to need in order to make it through this pandemic, that every child in America has the internet at home. Right now, 16 million children do not have the internet at home. It's going to be a tragedy as kids have a homework gap that will lead to a learning gap, which is going to lead in their lives to an opportunity gap for them. And by the way, part of that can be a Green New Deal. Part of that can be a $2 trillion infrastructure program that begins the process of changing the energy infrastructure in our country over to a clean economy.
As you know, Joe Biden has not embraced the Green New Deal. So how, as the top champion of the Green New Deal in the Senate, how will you work to convince the president that he should? And are you willing to accept Mr. Biden taking pieces of the Green New Deal and implementing the Green New Deal in a piecemeal fashion?
It's heartening to see the Biden climate plan He has asked Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the Sunrise Movement, the young people across our country, to participate in the construction of his plan, a plan which will spend $2 trillion on clean energy technologies. But we need the climate denier in chief to be removed, Donald Trump. On issue after issue, we are at our turning point in history. That's why it's urgent for people to vote and to get their friends to vote and to do so in numbers that we've never seen in our country's history.
Senator Ed Markey, thanks very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.